The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, for the next 2.5 hours here on ESPN 97.5. Raheel will join us at 9. And we got a lot to do, including, okay, our team, the club, is playing the Warriors tonight. All right? It loses a lot of luster without James in it.
It makes it tough.
Well, it makes it, absolutely, it makes it a lot tougher. I'm just worried about the season ticket holders. This is one of the games that you are able to sell. Like my buddy had a big offer.
Wait. You just said yesterday he said Hugh Jackson was a good coach. He was trying to sell us on that nonsense.
Right.
And today he said, I'm just worried about the season ticket holders. This is a good game to sell.
Well, it is. It's a hey, listen, if you're buying really expensive seats at the arena, mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you got to let them go. Sometimes, you know, you just got to say, well, listen. This is a profit. I can watch it at home.
My father-in-law bought tickets, and we had Oklahoma City. Like, I was in charge of it on the – it was the half package, you know.
Yeah.
So we had half of them. And Oklahoma City came to town on Friday or Saturday. If it lands on Friday or Saturday. And we were going to be in Austin and couldn't use them. There were 4 tickets. And so I was in charge of the Flash Seats account, you know. And Hector couldn't go, and younger Hector couldn't go, and we were in Austin. And so, yeah, they sell.
They sell.
Those kind of games sell.
Well, my buddy's got red on the floor.
Yeah, no.
And those go for a lot of money.
I see him there a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, it's a profitable situation when you got, you know, you're at full strength and 2 teams that are vying for, you know, the top of the Western Conference. I don't know. I don't know. How are you looking at this game?
Let me just say, prayers up to Chad, and hopefully he will be able to make.
No, he'll be okay.
I'm just going prayers up for him right now.
He's going to be okay, how do you look at what did we glean from last night that they can run the pick and roll against Orlando? That's what I learned that yeah. Orlando. Here's the deal: is that at the very least, without James Harden, you're still a pretty good basketball team.
Chris Paul gives you a shot.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just you know they just have so much firepower. The Warriors. Steph is back, so it's a challenge. I mean, it's going to be a challenge because I don't know how you're going to be able to if they get going at all, I'm not sure how you keep up with it. But you do have a facilitator. Paul can score. I mean, he can get you in the 20s. He can dish. He can run that offense just fine, too. Chris Paul, by the way, would probably be an MVP candidate if he were always healthy and he were the main dude and not James. Or didn't share main dude duties. If this were his offense,
yeah.
he would probably have, let's say James wasn't there and they have Paul George instead. You're probably looking at 22-13 on a daily basis from Chris Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. Last night was 8-13.
Yeah.
You know, but it didn't matter. I mean, with Gerald Green, listen, I was at the Nugget, the Golden Nugget this weekend, and playing poker with a dude that I think talked more than anybody I've ever played poker
like
with.
Like trash talk?
No, just wouldn't stop. Wouldn't stop. That's so we got into the Rockets, and you know, and he was down. And like I said, I just hate their bench. And I was like, really? You hate their bench? You mean with the sixth man of the year? You mean with PJ Tucker? With you and with Nene? Oh, Nene is 100 years old.
Then you've really hated their bench for a long time.
No, this is as good as their bench has been.
Probably ever.
Yeah. And now the addition of Gerald Green, and I was like, I'm not sure about Gerald Green because I don't know. What's he got left? How much is left in the tank?
Where did Gerald Green come from?
I don't know. Holy crap.
He wasn't doing anything.
I know.
How is this guy sitting around?
And how is this guy scoring? I don't know how this guy is putting up 27
I swear to God,
now.
People can say whatever they want. That's why I always, you know, Daryl just, things like this just tend to work for him. Gerald Green comes out and blasts 7 threes out of nowhere. He hits the big time three against the Lakers.
Yeah.
Like Gerald Green was tweeting about he was Instagramming hurricane stuff, and I was like, with Gerald, I was telling my kids when he made the team. One of my kids said, "Is that KJ McDaniels with that bad hair?" I'm like, "No, I say, it's not with, he's not with the two. What are you talking? You can't last three straight years with the Rockets.
No.
Very few players last three straight years for the Rockets. That guy's long gone.
And look at what, I mean, he's contributed already. No, Daryl is awesome. He's done an unbelievable job. And, hey, listen, I still believe, you know, Jeff Luna, when you win a championship, it trumps everything.
Yeah, no.
It trumps everything. But Daryl, in the NBA, there's only one team that wins every year. That goes without saying. But it seems there's
two teams. There's only two teams that win.
LeBron's team and the Warriors. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And that's the only teams that win. So that's much harder.
When's the last, off top of your head, when's the last time a team that wasn't the Warriors, LeBron's team won?
The last time was the
Rockets, 95, 96.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
It wasn't the Dirks.
Nope.
It was the Pistons. No.
Spurs.
Oh, the Spurs, right. Yep. Yeah. Kawhi. But guess what? Three teams. There's three teams.
There's three teams that win.
That's three teams that win.
LeBron's team.
Otherwise, it's
Popovich.
Dirk.
Yeah,
and that's quite a while ago.
Dude,
it's like men's tennis.
I was here when Dirk beat LeBron, and actually, that was the early stages because we talked to Patrice O'Neal, pour some out. Remember how good Patrice was? Yeah. We had him on talking out at Knicks. He was just right there with us for like a full hour, maybe an hour and a half. Talking about, and we were talking about.
Did he sexually assault anybody?
No.
Oh,
he's
dead. Oh yeah, he died.
Yeah. But so, Patrice was awesome. We talked basketball with him, a lot of basketball with him, and then he went with.
If you're a comedian, you're either dead or you sexually assaulted somebody.
No, they've got more paths than
you think
that.
So
that's more like movie stars.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're more in that one.
That's true, but the comedians are getting in there.
I don't know. That's kind of a little strange back-to-back situation there, travel-wise.
What, this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well,
you
know,
the league, you know, when two of the premier teams in the Western Conference are hooking up, it sucks that that the Rockets are on a back-to-back.
Well, can you just tell me how you go from Lakers here, New Year? I guess you had plenty of time to go there and then come back. I don't really understand, like, what's the randomness of, hey, listen, just want y'all to just take one quick trip out there. It's like almost like a makeup game.
And wait, and right before the other game, as opposed to getting it, whatever, it's the NBA. Actually, the NBA lengthening the season has done wonders for the schedule. When Daryl was on, he talked about it. He said, it's tremendous. This is one of those aberrations that really suck for the Rockets. But the fact of the matter is, without James, what are the expectations tonight? Honestly, if you win, guess what? You feel really, really good about it. But if you lose, you go, didn't have James.
Let's take a little peek here what the number might be. Oh, what would you guess?
I'm going to say the Golden State is 6.
It feels right. I'm going to say 5.5. That might be too low.
NBA, I don't see it. It's, I don't have it on my.
It may not be.
It's not up.
Nope.
Without James, it doesn't. It's not up.
well, I can tell you, he's out. Don't worry, he's out. If you're waiting for an injury report, James won't be playing.
Right. I think that's a tough number to put on this game, isn't it? I mean, what do you do with this one? You still have Chris Paul, and you still have a pretty decent team, but what do you do?
Yeah, I think you might be right. It might be closer to like 6.5.
Yeah.
Back-to-back situation for the Rockets. Are the Warriors in a back-to-back?
Yeah. I don't know that. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Raheel says Warriors also on a back-to-back, stupid NBA. But they have been better with the scheduling. Rockets have not gotten crushed this year like they've gotten crushed in the past.
Yeah.
So it does help. But so Warriors back-to-back, Houston back-to-back. You're going to throw that game.
So neither team can win.
So, well, I still think the Warriors will be the favorite.
You still think somebody's going to win?
Pretty strong favorite. They might be as much as 7.
But anyway, this guy, and I said, here's what my point was with the Rockets' second team was, you got Chris Paul. Chris Paul is your second. Don't forget, with PJ, you got PJ Tucker. You've got now you got Gerald Green. You got Nene. You got all of these guys. And you got Chris Paul, because one of the things that you get with Chris Paul is when you got him, you said whenever James is off the floor, Chris Paul is running the second team. So how good is your second team? Because now that James is out, it's a little different story. Your second team is obviously depleted when you lose your best player.
Right.
But when Chris Paul is running your second team, damn, that's a pretty damn good second team.
A damn good second team. And when you have Eric Gordon being able to score for your second team or whatever combination that you want to put in there. Gerald Green has really, if Gerald Green can keep, I'm not going to say play like last night, obviously, but if you, in case you missed it, Gerald Green had 27.
Yeah.
He came off, he was probably just eating at Chipotle or something, you know, 2 weeks ago. And now
Uberito.
Uberito.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant.
What the hell's the matter with
you? I meant Uberito.
Who eats at Chipotle? That's
only Uberito. He's probably having the shredded pork tacos. He probably did the bowl.
Have you tasted the Philly cheesesteak tacos? Mm-mm. Holy crap. Those are awesome.
I get their queso.
All right, we're 10 minutes in. Do certain guys who make roster decisions in this town, are they now happy? We spent the first 10 minutes talking Rockets, so he's good.
Rockets deserve to be talked
about. No, but he's good, right? some guy, you know, the guy who makes decisions. No, not Rick. He's
Bill O'Brien?
No.
You said roster decisions now.
For a basketball team. For a basketball team.
Brian Gain?
He doesn't work for a basketball team. Oh. Is he good now?
I don't know. You should. The Rockets don't deserve talk, Dale? Is this what's happening?
I don't.
Against the Warriors?
I'm not saying they don't.
The two best teams in the West.
I'm not saying they don't deserve talk. I'm just wondering, now that we're done, is he done making programming decisions?
What are you talking about?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What are you crying about?
The only one that makes programming decisions.
Man, your bias has just leaked through, John.
Yeah, the only one that makes programming decisions around here is Jong. Okay?
Yeah. And Reheal.
Well, content for the show decisions. Is he good now? We good?
No.
No.
No. We can talk Rockets.
The Rockets are playing the Warriors.
I don't know if you heard, but it felt like the first 10 minutes were like a hostage video.
Hang on. Let me check.
And Gerald Morey was off camera.
Hold on. Let me check.
Making sure you guys start talking about the Rockets.
Who do the Astros play this week?
The Astros, they're off this week.
I'm sorry. Then the Texans. Yeah. Well, who's the Texans?
No, the Texans aren't in the playoffs. I don't know if you heard. They're not in the playoffs.
So their season's done?
Yeah, their season's over.
Who's playing right now? The Rockets are playing right now.
The rugby team.
Oh, rugby segment coming up next.
I just feel like you two were in front of a blank background, and there's a guy off camera saying, "You better talk about my team."
We got hoods on?
God. I mean, it's literally basketball season. The Rockets are playing. Right. But Dell would rather talk Miami basketball.
I didn't even bring up Miami basketball.
He would rather say college football.
I didn't bring either one up. I just feel like someone made sure we talked about the Rockets to start the show.
What's Malik Rozier doing right now?
Yeah. He better be hoping to win another job. He's going to have to win that job again. Mm. I'm just hoping you guys, we don't have to do everything that certain people in this town think we should do.
What are you talking about? How about listeners want to hear about the Rockets?
You think listeners want to hear about the
Rockets?
Yeah,
because clearly we get a lot of Rockets calls.
You don't have to get phone calls. All right, watch this. You want phone calls?
Yes, I know the game. I know the game.
You
got
John and I talk about the Houston Rockets.
I know you guys play this game where you do this. Hey, anyone wants to hear us talk about the Rockets call? And then everybody,
here's
talk about the Rockets.
Well, then don't they want to hear?
All I'm saying is
to call in.
It felt like a hostage video.
Dell doesn't think that you guys want us to talk any Rockets. 713-780-3776.
I know our number one listener wants us to talk Rockets.
Let Dell know.
780-3776. And in the meantime, Lance is going to save you money.
Well, one of the best ways to save you money is Go Solutions. Well, not Go Solutions. It's Bill Advisor. That's the company. That's the holding company's name. The company is Bill Advisor. And what Bill Advisor does for you is they take all these bills, whether it's cell phone, home phone, internet, energy, home insurance, auto insurance, and now a home security. And then there was a new one that I didn't even know about. Like, they continue to add different bills, and their negotiators will look through your bill and they'll find, first of all, bad fees that are on there, like fees that don't make any sense, where they're just adding things on. They'll get them removed for you. Then they'll find better opportunities and deals to where if you want to switch, you can. Or if you want to use that as leverage to get a new deal, you can do that as well. And that's, at the end of the day, you're going to end up staying with the same company because your companies don't want to lose you. And they want to keep you as a customer, especially if you've been with them for a while. And you're going to find that you get deep discounts. A lot of times you're going to get bill credits on top of it. And in many cases, like in my case with DirecTV, I got more programming channels. I got more channels for $40 less per month. And I got bill credits for, I think it was 3 or 4 straight months. I don't care what it is. You want a new cell phone? Let them negotiate a new cell phone for you and get, you know, the fees down and get the activation completely removed from your bill. Those are the things they do. You don't have to do anything. They'll do it on the phone for you. If you want to take advantage of that, go bills, text bills to 313131. That's bills to 313131. Or go to their website for more information at billadvisor.com.
ESPN 97.5.
This is for my future baby mama. Hope you still.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Dell and you at 713-780-3776. Look at this. You see? We got rocket callers, Dell. How's that taste, Dell?
Let's get it.
The people want to talk Rockets.
And then when the Rockets punk the Warriors, it's all going to be on tonight.
I didn't say people didn't want to talk Rockets. I just felt like we were obligated to talk Rockets.
Wink twice if Daryl Morey is pointing a weapon at you. No, Daryl Morey is not pointing a weapon at us to talk Rockets basketball. We love the Rockets.
In Houston.
Yeah.
And all across the Lone Star State.
Yeah. That's our team.
Yeah, that is our team. We love our Rockets in Houston. Let's get Richard in here. Richard, welcome to the show.
Hola, good morning.
Hola, ¿cómo estás, Toby?
I'm really just calling to talk about what I want to talk about. First thing I want to talk about is Rockets. Like right now, this time of year, I want to talk Rockets, and I appreciate you guys talking about Rockets. I get called a butthurt Rockets fan on other stations because I call to complain that no one will talk about the Rockets. So I feel love. And also, I'm just happy you guys are back together. I tune in every morning. That's the first thing I want to talk about.
Appreciate it.
Second thing, it's useful when you tell me the proper use and appropriate circumstance under which I can use terms like homeboy, vato, whatnot. So when people call and complain about those conversations, there are people like me listening who are actually learning quite
a bit. Exactly.
And I love it when the brothers call in and kind of give us their input on what's appropriate or inappropriate.
Hold on one second.
Wait,
pause for
we got to get a ruling.
Hold on, there was something that just happened. Dell, could you put him on hold for one second?
Yeah, let's get a ruling on this one, Dell.
Dell, there was something that just came in. He was in the middle of a call. The call was going great, I thought. Yep. He said the part about us. And then he said something about the brothers calling in.
Like, wait a minute. Is the brothers an appropriate term, or should he have said when the homeboys call in?
Homeboys probably would have been worse. Okay. But brothers... I mean, I don't know.
It's a term of affection.
If it catches you off guard, then maybe you shouldn't have said it.
But what if he was talking about Chance McClain and Taylor McClain?
Those like actual brothers? Blood
maybe brothers. He was talking about the Bennett brothers.
That's a double brother.
Yeah.
That's a double brother deal right there.
I don't have a ruling only because, hey, you say what you got. You say what you want. But if it catches you off, what you say catches someone off guard, like, what? What did he say?
Well, you're the culture vulture, so we just wanted to check.
You don't even know the definition of culture vulture.
Yeah,
you keep calling me a culture vulture. You're a culture vulture.
I changed the definition of
you
culture
you don't
vulture.
Change it. You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
You're Caucasian. You can't change the definition.
So look it up. And then we'll see if you're a culture vulture. We'll let you know, Doug.
All right, let's get Richard back in here. Okay, he's back now. Let's talk Rockets. Sorry, we had to get – see, that's how it works. We have to get rulings on stuff now.
I appreciate that. And I've got a real quick story to tell, kind of to Dell's point. I remember this yesterday when you all were talking. So I used to work as a manager at the old book stop down in Alabama. Now it's Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so there was a guy who worked there, a black dude, that I love. Like, I love the whole staff. But I really enjoyed this guy. We talked sports, whole nine yards. And one day we were working, and he and I were really friendly, close, go get lunch, whatever. And one day, I was in my early 20s. I said, my boy. I go, that's my boy. And everything, and it was just out of a pure just, that's what I say to my friends.
Yeah.
But using the term boy to this, to my friend who's black, like everything got frosty. Now, it didn't get ugly. He didn't, you know, I think he understood where I was coming from. But obviously, to Dell's point, fair words. But anyway, I just called to say, I love it when you guys talk about that stuff. I don't know if you've done the draft in a while, but there were years ago, I tuned in on a draft, and it might have been on another dial, another point on the dial, but I was pleased that the Whites did not give up grilled cheese for J-Lo. That's all I remember from that, but
yeah.
I would welcome that again, too. That's
yeah, that was Sean's Seinfeldian mock draft is what he's talking about
yeah.
here. We have random drafts.
Yeah,
stuff.
Who got J-Lo?
I don't remember. Somebody who won the draft.
Yeah, won the draft. I think yeah.
They won you, then. They're still winning now. I might have. I don't know.
If J-Lo lasted till the second pick, you won the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. I agree. Appreciate it, Richard. A couple of things there. Is that it's not okay for me like to say, hey, that's Lance, my boy Lance
yes,
right there?
You're
I don't make those decisions. And that's a relationship I don't want to get involved in. You guys have been together so long, and it's so great to have you back. So I don't really understand your relationship, so I don't want to get involved in that. But I just know the two of you together is great for everybody. That's what I love.
First of all,
you can say, oh, that's my boy. If somebody's your boy, you can say, that's my boy.
Well, according to Richard in Alabama, he couldn't say it.
I always say, my boy Chad. I can say that.
Yeah, well, you can absolutely.
I'm sure you can, because that's your boy.
That's my boy. Culture Vulture. Someone who steals traits, language, and or fashion from another ethnic or social group in order to create their own identity. That's you, Del.
That's Del.
No,
that's
it's
Del.
Not.
That's Del.
Oh, yeah. I didn't steal anything.
Yeah.
That's Del.
No, I didn't.
Okay, skate punk.
I'm not a skate punk.
All right, Tony Hawk.
I'm not Tony Hawk. I don't skate.
Yeah?
No.
You've stolen, the tongue of the English, okay?
So what are you saying?
Speaking the Queen's English.
So you're saying the way I speak is something I stole? It can be something that I was born with or taught how to?
Culture Vulture.
Whatever. Every time Lance talks about Bun B, I get the shiver. Ooh.
John, I have more in common with Bun than you do.
Yeah, you're both old. I get it.
No. Musically.
Sure.
We don't need to come back with Evanescence on
the. You keep dropping music. Evanescence on me, but you're the one with. What did you have me play? Karate by Kennedy?
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's like Nouveau Disco.
Oh, yeah. That's much like Bun B.
No, I've got a diverse taste.
So do I.
Do you?
Yes, actually.
Culture Vulture.
Wouldn't know.
Jonathan wants to talk about his Rockets in Houston on and all across the Lone Star State. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, what up? What up?
How you doing, Jonathan?
How you doing today?
Good.
See, Jonathan was one of the guys who called yesterday who was part of our panel of decision makers yesterday. Thanks for
this is a different one.
It is?
We're not all the same, Lance.
Yeah, I know, but his name was Jonathan,
too.
Oh,
we all the same.
Yeah, Lance.
Now Dale's ganging up with Jonathan.
All Jonathans.
I just wanted to let Dale know that, I mean, all of Houstonians, I speak for all of us, that we all want to hear about Houston Rockets. You know, they're the only team he's playing like
Rocket
a man
season.
Said. And then, on the homeboy issue, I'm an African-American guy, you know, and I feel like homeboy is more of if a person, how they come around, like their tone. Like how they say it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, I don't, you know, I wouldn't care if I was called homeboy from a different race or anybody like that. I just
You're buddies with the guy,
yeah.
I mean, that's usually a term of affection, but you know.
But you don't know Davin Bellamy.
That doesn't.
You can't call him homeboy. You don't know that man.
Well, that
you're
was
not friends.
That was Raheel that.
No, but you said you would drop it on your broadcast.
Well, no, but I don't use the term. Like, it doesn't really flow.
Not from you, really.
It's not really. Well, it's just not like
no,
in my lexicon.
Here's the deal. Again, if you were sitting on the set at the NFL Network, would you drop a homeboy? Okay.
No.
The answer's no.
Well, no, I wouldn't just because I would say somebody, oh, that's my boy.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
But homeboy doesn't even, like, I would have to, it would be very forced to even say it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not because I'm afraid. It's just that term is for, I don't use it. It's not like. I might say, in somebody's text, I'd say, all right, thanks, homie, or something like that on somebody I know or even on Twitter that I disagree with on something. I don't think twice about it.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
I guess it's the tone. Like, if Chris Carter is saying homeboy, that's different.
How would Chris Carter say it, John?
You got to have a homeboy.
Mm.
Right? That's different.
No, he said fall guy.
Oh, right. But if he was to say homeboy, that's how he
would. You got to have a fall guy.
You got to have a homeboy.
No, he wouldn't say that.
See, that's what I'm saying.
It's forced. Yeah, the problem is it feels forced. Particularly from you
yeah,
two.
Yeah, it does feel like homeboy is just not a term that
I don't say homeboy.
I never say homeboy. It's like, I don't think I've ever used the term.
You know what I'm using a lot right now that I'm saying a lot is a dummy. My wife, I got to give her credit for this. My wife, I don't know where she goes, something made her mad that I did. She goes, why'd you do that, dummy? Or dum-dum or something like that. I said, I got to use dummy and dum-dum. You can use it all the time.
Well, dum-dum is kind of a female or kid thing. I wouldn't use that. Yeah.
Usually I say dummy.
I like dumbass better.
Yeah. But I'd say dummy like
whenever I'm
talking to my kids, like, what are you doing, dummy?
They hate it. Whenever I call them, they were offended by dumbass. And it's just,
that feels
it's a
more
term
aggressive.
Of endearment.
It's dummy, aggressive.
It's a term,
dummy,
term
you
of endearment.
You are using it as a term of endearment.
Yeah,
it's aggressive.
Is.
Dummy does feel like
you
it's
two
more
dumbasses.
Friendly. Dumbasses.
That wasn't the tone. That it wasn't you
two
dumbasses.
Dumbasses.
It was you two dumbasses. That was the tone.
Either one doesn't really sound like it's a term of endearment.
No,
to
me. What about numbnuts? That's a term of endearment.
No, that's not really.
No, not really.
Either.
No,
that's not so much. Not so much. Hey, back to the Rockets,
though. We will on the other side. But here's the thing: is I can't get a line on them.
Yeah, what's the number on it? Do we know yet?
We got to get a number. Maybe call Daryl and see what the number is.
Why don't you call these guys?
How about mybookie.ag? Why don't you call them? Why don't you call them, people? All you need to do is go to mybookie.ag and get in on the fun. Mybookie.ag has all the wagers you could possibly want. Hey, you still got the NFL playoffs. You still all the NBA games. You're a college basketball fan. You're a hockey fan. And, oh, by the way, I don't know if you know this, but baseball's right around the corner. Get in now, and they are going to match up to 50% of your initial deposit. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag. And you're going to find that you're going to love it. And after the game starts, it's even more fun. Because guess what? There's lines out there during the game. What I need you to do is go to mybookie.ag, put in promo code radio, and they'll match up to 50% of your initial deposit. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio, mybookie.ag.
Fire on the home team.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
Hey, look who's on TV, by the way.
Jackie and Clint are misconstruing everything that we talk about on this
show.
Don't
even pay those guys any mind.
There's talk about beaver nuggets and
we're not talking
showers
about
that are gold and nothing. There are all kinds of stuff.
None of
it's
that's
everything that we're talking about.
We're going
misconstrued.
Rockets. We're just going Rockets.
And Art says a couple of things that are worthy of listening here on the air. Don't listen to Dell. You guys are doing fine. I know he'd prefer talking about cartoons and superheroes and turnover ankle bracelets.
Art's the one who doesn't even like when we talk about sports. So, Art, why don't you make up your mind?
Ankle bracelets.
Art, yeah. Make up your mind, Art, because sometimes, I don't like when you guys talk sports. Now he cares.
Yeah.
Stop it, Art. Keep flip-flopping.
Yeah. Did you see who was just on TV? Brian Windhorst. Has anyone ever... No, first it was Chris... For ESPN, I don't think
Broussard.
He's there anymore. Chris Broussard. So Chris Broussard, is that Chris Broussard, by the way, on Fox Sports Radio now? Or?
Well, he's flipped to that network, so I'm assuming.
Is that what he is? All right. Because I didn't think he was with ESPN anymore. Chris Broussard got in good by being the guy who knew LeBron stuff or all that. And then remember when Dwight Howard was going to come over and Chris Broussard kept trying to, I'm hearing that there's a 50% chance that Dwight is actually going to be a Lake. And I'm like, are you just trying to he's coming to the Rockets. Why are you trying to come up with a – is this to try to make yourself, like, have some value, to have added value?
Well, yeah, 50% is might as well say I have no idea. 50% is saying absolutely nothing.
He wanted to be mentioned as a, yeah, as an insider. Brian Windhorst's whole deal is that he's become LeBron's personal guy in Miami and everywhere.
Well, who was the first, though?
Who was the first?
Ahmad Rashad.
Oh, the first guy. Yeah. When it comes to, like, this is my guy.
Up his hiney?
You know what? In Ahmad, but did Ahmad get scoops? He was kind of sideline reporter.
Well, he got all the insight. This is what Mike is thinking.
Yeah, you know what? He did, yeah, because he was boys. Brian Windhorst somehow got in good with Team LeBron, and that's how he's parlayed that into a job.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not good at what he does. No.
Well, he covered him in high school.
He's
followed him throughout.
Yes. And he's written a book.
Dude, he covered high school sports, and that's how he's moved up, because he happened to be covering LeBron.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's how he got it. Because he seems unlikely for ESPN.
Right.
He's not really an ESPN kind of guy.
Well, I don't know.
Either is Adrian Wojnarowski. You look at Adrian, he's like,
Neither is Shelley, or neither is, who's the other girl?
That's really more, ESPN's gone off of that for a while, where you think they have to look like local news people, like Channel 2. You better be pretty.
Oh, you better bring it.
You better be pretty to be on Channel 2 now. Right. You better be pretty. Right. And where I work over there, NFL Network, they got some good looking people who work there. David Carr is still a very handsome man.
Yeah,
David Carr is a handsome
man. He's got great hair.
Great hair, unbelievable. He didn't really.
We had an entire press conference about his haircut. Mm-hmm. That's how great his hair is.
His non-haircut.
Well, until he finally got one. Right, it was a trim.
It was so bad when if we win 2 in a row, I'm going to cut my hair, David Carr, and every week. Is this the week David gets his haircut? Is it the Texans won? Nope, no haircut.
2 in a row.
They get a haircut for 3 years.
You
want to
talk
years.
About a bar.
Yeah, like, man, this is some good football. But even that team, me and my dad were talking about this with the Cleveland Browns. So the Browns have won 1 game in 2 years. 1 game.
Yeah.
1-31.
In all fairness, they're an expansion franchise, though.
Oh, no, they've been around since 99, they came back.
Yeah, I know, but that was the one they were when they came back.
My dad's like,
it's only
do you know how, he said, this
19
is a hard,
years.
He said, this is a hard league to win in. He goes, but it's also a hard league not to win any games in. He goes, you can accidentally, just through special teams, like an interception return for a touchdown, a fumbled punt that's picked up. He said, you can stumble your way into 2 wins a year. He said to not win is, it's only been done twice.
Well, they win
Lions,
if he catches the ball. If Coleman catches the ball, they're going to win that game.
They're going to win the game. I'm convinced because there's the analytics side, Paul DePodesta, and you had Sashi, and it was clearly the Browns have been trying to pull a Philadelphia 76ers,
right?
Because the analytic guys, and Daryl will even tell you this, they believe, look, the data shows you the best way to build is get the best players. There's only one way to get the best players, draft high.
Yeah.
And so they got Myles Garrett. They're going to get the first pick, who I think is going to be Sam Darnold this year. I don't know if that's going to be the right pick or not, but they get the first pick. They have the Texans pick too. So it's going to eventually pay off for the Browns, I think. I think John Dorsey's smart. He is a guy who recognizes, you know, what he drafts for is traits. He drafts physical traits. He wants to find certain physical traits. So I think John Dorsey will get that turned around.
I do too.
And I think Sashi Brown deserves, you know, credit for adding a bunch of draft picks. But it's almost like the Browns intentionally tried to lose as many games as they possibly could, right? If you win 1 game in 2 years, you could probably stumble into 4 wins in 2 years. They got 1.
Well, I think... No, I think that they were inept enough too, though. I mean, honestly, while you're getting good players and you used all your draft picks to get more draft picks instead of getting good players. Honestly, how do you not address the quarterback position other than DeShone Kizer? I'm honestly
and
with all of these quarterbacks that have come out and they
Alec
had a chance.
Kessler. And Alec Kessler was the other.
Yes, and Brock. They had a chance to get all 3 of the Wentz and Goff and Deshaun. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Even Mahomes. They had a chance at all of these guys, and they said pass.
Well, now
that's on them.
Well, at 12, So this is what I heard from a pretty good source. Even if they wanted Mahomes at 12, he was gone by 10, right?
Was it 11?
And they were going to take him at 1. No, Kansas City went to 10. They had the 10th pick and then the 12th pick. No, they had the first and the 12th. They had the 12th pick. Kansas City came up to 10 and went and got Pat Mahomes. At 12, the Cleveland Browns, apparently Rick had a deal worked out with Sashi Brown before the draft to potentially move up and get that 12th pick. And Sashi started a hem and haw when it was time to move up and make the pick. And Sashi's like, because I guess they, after Mahomes went 10, and so there was considered to be a little run on the quarterbacks, Rick triggered a phone call and said, okay, we need to, Sashi, I think we want to do this. And Sashi Brown said, yeah, I don't know, we're reconsidering. And Rick apparently, and I give Rick credit for this.
You threaten him?
He just said, hey, a deal is a deal. We had a deal. You're a man of your word. Like, Rick went to the hard sell, and Sashi caved in and said, all right, we'll do the deal.
That's crap.
Now, I don't know if the Browns would have drafted Deshaun. I don't know who their pick was going to be. But apparently, they decided, all right, we'll do this deal. Now, John, if they got Deshaun Watson, and I don't know how Deshaun does with Cleveland, but my guess is not terrible, because this wasn't a very good offensive line here, and he did okay. So I think he probably would have been okay there too. But then, of course, ACL tear for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. Cleveland fans would just be like, of course this is our luck. Fortunately, we in Houston don't sit there and cry and just say, oh, of course it's our – I just figure, he'll be – he'll come back. Right. He'll be
well,
okay.
We hope.
I mean, he's done it before. Of course, his last tear was, what, 2014?
But he came back and, look, he won a national championship. Mm-hmm. I need Dell to show us on the dial where the Rockets touched him. I love Rockets talk. The dudes on Kirby don't deserve airtime right now. Thank you, Christina.
Who said the alternative was talking Texans?
Well,
and I didn't even say the Rockets talk was bad. I just felt like,
what is a sports talk show?
Someone put a gun to,
yeah, it's a sports talk.
Someone put a hood on Lance's head.
I don't know.
And then held a gun to his head as well and said, talk Rockets.
We opened up with
talking Rockets is cool. Committing what you guys did to Daryl Morey is not.
No, that's what Lance did to Daryl Morey, not us.
What did I do to Daryl Morey?
Yeah, just gave him
best GM in Houston.
Yeah.
No, I said it's debatable. I said it's I think you can debate it, but based on sample size.
I think I'm coming that way too, in that it's so much harder to win. There's a different team in baseball that wins every year. There's not different teams in the NBA that win every year. In the NFL, 8 new teams are in
the
playoffs.
And they haven't had a lot of lottery picks in Houston.
You can win in the NFL other than New England, I guess. sometimes. But in the NBA, it's the hardest place to win. Hardest place to win. It's men's tennis. How many guys are there in men's tennis that win?
It's men's tennis. Who's paying attention?
No one. Ken Hoffman. But it's Federer or Andy Murray.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Spanish guy.
Nadal.
Rafa.
Yeah.
It's always been that way in that sport.
Yeah. And that's how the NBA is now.
And it was like that when Tiger was really good.
But there are levels to winning, and the Rockets haven't even – they've been to one conference final. It's not like they're consistently there. They're just getting smacked around by the best team in the conference final.
No, the Rockets being able to keep them not only competitive but a player in the West the way that they have, it's really just not – it's not been done. Daryl does this. He basically says, I'm going to use the my draft picks as commodities to get real players and not just
– Yeah.
I'm hoping.
No, well, and he hasn't had the luxury of losing. But then finally this, and then we'll go to break. Please let Chad Clay know I'm praying for him and his family during this difficult time. Selling floor seats to an NBA game is one of the more challenging things a person can ever go through. He's not – that's not the case. It's just
but
that
you were
it's
worried
not
about
as
him,
big
right?
a ticket because James is hurt. Yeah. But I'll tell you this, it's still a big ticket, Lance, isn't it?
It is, and you can go out and see your Houston Rockets tonight against Golden State Warriors. You know, what I'm going to talk about is the NBA vote, the hashtag NBA vote. You want to get James Harden to the All-Star game? Of course you do. But how about Chris Paul? How about Eric Gordon? How about Clint Capella? Clint Capella deserves to be in that game and actually would do really well in the format of that game. Why not go to your social media platforms, type the player's first and last name and then hashtag NBA vote on Facebook, and it will count. You can do it every single day. You can also go to Rockets.com and all their social media platforms to find out the best way to vote. But go to Twitter and type in James Harden, hashtag NBA vote. That's a great way to get your votes in there and be heard. You can vote. Just vote every day. Get that thing going. And, of course, tonight you've got a big one. The Rockets smashed Orlando yesterday. Gerald Green had seven threes. Well, the Rockets, they may need that tonight against the Golden State Warriors. In a back-to-back, both teams, Rockets take on the Warriors tonight. Don't forget, send your Rockets to the All-Star Game at hashtag NBA vote. Tag the player, and you're ready to roll.
ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
See, that's a good guy. That's a good listener. Martin Fox is bringing Chachos up here. How about that, Dell? You don't have friends like that. No, because people don't like you. You know why? Because you hate everything.
I don't hate everything.
Yeah, you hate people. I'm not huge. You eat by yourself every day.
I enjoy that quite a bit. I don't like people.
Lance is like that, too. He's sitting in his cubicle. Oh, no, you have an office.
I like to have my own.
What do those
time.
People think about you coming over there to the Culture Map side, having your own office over there, and while they're in cubicles, living life?
But they don't even show up that much. They can work from home.
Eric Sandler shows up.
I mean, 3 out of 5 days, maybe.
Got signs out there.
3 out of 5 days. I can't work from home. I get too much static. Plus, I can't concentrate.
You have 40 kids.
I've tried to, even when they're at school, it doesn't matter. I can't concentrate. I don't have hard enough time concentrating here with nobody around. It's hard for me.
Well, I'm sure it's hard for you to concentrate. Your wife is there by herself, right?
No, she's homeschooling a little girl.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, Maddie's there chit-chatting the whole time.
Well, then that, you can't, now if you got a little kid there, no chance.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
you can't be alone with your wife without impregnating her.
But he can't watch it in the cubicle. Why does he need an office?
Yeah, I know.
I need an office so I have privacy
to watch.
So Raheel and Del could come over.
Well,
there.
We want to give an office to somebody who's never here. I'm here.
They
I'm
give cubicles to people who aren't here. What's the difference?
I'm here forever. I'm here like 14
but
hours.
Do you
a day.
Need the office space so you can have half empty bottles of sriracha lying around?
Yeah, I do. I do.
That's what you need?
Yeah.
So you could come in here like a straight cat?
Del's doing a lot on the hater thing, right?
That's what he does every day.
Yeah.
That's what he does every day.
He doesn't need an office. Thing. I've seen that guy work.
Yeah, I do. I get this. Hey, buddy. Him and Raheel come to try to mess with me.
No, you do that on our show, and then when I knock on the door, hey, Del, can you give me some insight on these Miami players? Why, I just watch the games, Lance. I don't have the cut-ups like you do, and I got to help you out. Am I going to get credit? Nope.
Nope, of course not. Of course not.
Are you getting paid like he's getting paid?
No.
No?
Why would he get, what do I have? Credit for what? Saying everyone's great at Miami?
That's not what I say.
Yeah, that is kind of what you say.
Should be a really great player.
I didn't say that.
That's what I hear.
Why are you lying? At least tell the truth.
Rockets do go tonight against the Golden State Warriors. And that's a regular, was that regular game time? Or are we doing something funky for TV?
The TNT game tonight?
I would assume.
It's a Thursday night.
I would assume your Houston Rockets play.
At this point in our lives, the Houston basketball Rockets play at.
Come on, Rockets. Schedule.
No, this is not coming up.
Here, I got it right here.
Here it is.
7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Okay.
They're the first game in the doubleheader.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
Good.
That's the first game of the doubleheader.
Good.
On TNT. That's cool. What do you think, Sam Darnold coming up?
So I had somebody tell me there was in the scouting community, there were rumors he was headed back.
Yeah.
And when I asked about it, I had a scout tell me that's really smart for him to go back because he showed, you know, he had flaws and issues really come up. Decision making, taking care of the ball, how quickly he was getting through his progressions. And you don't go work on those issues in the pros. You try to solve those issues in college before you go to the next step against bigger, faster players and tighter windows. Well, now that he's going pro, you say, well, all those issues that he had this year, cause he wasn't as good this year as he was the year before. Now you have to look and say, you got to go try to figure that out potentially with the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, I don't know. I do think Sam Darnold is a good quarterback prospect. I do. Even though he's got a little bit of a windup, the release is pretty good. Like, it's pretty quick. He's got some velocity. He's got pretty good arm talent. He does have a very noticeable.
Yes, he's got a windup.
I mean, there's no way around it. Yeah. And it's gonna be off-putting to some people.
And it's I think detrimental.
I think he's got pretty good poise, though.
No, I do, too. And I think he's more athletic. He runs like Andrew Luck.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot.
He's big,
he's
too.
Big like Andrew
he's
Luck.
He's like 6'4", 227.
Andrew Luck, though, took another year. When he could have been a top 1, 2, or 3 pick, Andrew Luck said, "I'm coming back. I don't care. I want to stay in college, and I want to get another year." And it helped because he came into the pros. Now he threw his interceptions, but then in his second year, he was in the AFC Championship or third year in the AFC Championship game, whatever it was. He had obviously.
I think it was year two.
Yeah. So he was more ready, I think, than Sam Darnold is, and I think you're right. One of the things,
wasn't he 4 year?
He went 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sam's too.
Yeah. Sam basically has played 2 years and now he's gone. And, oh, by the way, he turned the ball over how many, 22 times?
Wasn't Andrew Luck a redshirt junior when he left? So he played 3.
No, I think he was.
I don't think he stayed for full. I don't think he played 4 years.
No, I think he was full.
I'm almost positive he played full.
I thought he was a senior.
I thought he was. Because we were talking about him leaving as a redshirt sophomore. I don't think he played all 4 years at Stanford.
I'll check, but I thought he stayed the full boat.
Yeah.
But if you, I mean.
But either way, this is only 2 years that Darnold has played.
Well, I think Andrew Luck played 3, so he did stay.
Yeah,
the
he did play 3, you're right. Freshman, sophomore, senior? That doesn't make sense. So like you said, yeah, probably red shirt. Yeah, I guess you're right.
He played 3.
Yeah, because it says on.
Well, he had a chance to come out and be the top 3 pick in after his redshirt sophomore year, just like Darnold did.
His last.
Now he did get
seasons.
His degree though.
Yeah,
he went back and got his degree. That would have been his 4th year.
Yeah.
So 69 touchdowns and 18 interceptions over his last 2 years at Stanford. 69 and 18. When you look at Sam Darnold, his 2 years. Quarterback at SC, and he's had some pretty sporty talent around him. 57 touchdowns, 22 interceptions.
And what this year was?
Not great.
This year was worse. What was this year?
13. Well, those are the last 2 years.
Right. What this year, though?
13 interceptions. It was 26 and 13. Last year was 31 and 9.
26 and 13. And he this also had, if I'm 13, not mistaken, 9 fumbles.
You're probably right. I'll have to look that up, but you're probably right.
Yeah,
because he got. I gotta.
He
say
accounted
how many times
for
he got
22
sacks.
Turnovers himself.
Yeah, it's not. Look, he did not have the season that people expected.
Okay, would you take him right now off the top of your head? Him or Rosen first?
Oh, Sam Darnold. I wouldn't touch Rosen. I don't like his makeup. Just I've heard too much negative stuff about the person. I'm not interested. Not that he's a bad guy, but that he's tough to coach, and that's actually out there in print. That's not even a secret. And then there was an article before the season. Josh Rosen has changed his ways. He's more humble after getting hurt last year and sitting out. And so I asked a scout about it. I said, is it true? He goes, most of us think that it's just BS. He's trying to, you know, that he wants to try to show he's a different guy. Then he comes out and he kind of lets you know who he is. If the Browns draft me, it'll make me sad. I just want to go to New York. Like, dude, that just lets you know that he's not willing to compete with the Cleveland Browns. And frankly, the knock on him is that he's, you know, willing that football's not going to be super important in his life. I don't know if that's fair or not. I'm just telling you, that's what the knock is. His parents are academics. He was an elite youth tennis player. Elite. Martin Fox would tell you about it. He was considered the best, like, 13, 14-year-old in the nation. And when you see his footwork, you understand. He looks like tennis players have great footwork.
Mm-hmm.
And his footwork is phenomenal. like, as a football player, if I didn't know anything about the personality or he's tough to coach or whatever, it would be tough between, like, Josh Rosen is a little thin, but Josh Rosen looks the part more than Sam Darnold as a drop back pass pocket quarterback. He's pretty when he drops back and looks and scans and does all that stuff. But I just know you're going into a potentially a tough situation. He's going from West Coast, where he's been his whole life, into inclement weather, which I don't love. Sam Darnold is too, but I think Sam Darnold has some mental toughness to him. I think Josh Rosen, if he gets in a locker room where he has some alphas that don't respect him, I think it's going to go sideways quick. So if I'm the Browns, Darnold strikes me as a guy, and from what I've heard, he's a pretty, he's pretty well respected
by
on
all
team.
Accounts, all his teammates, and he's always, coaches love him.
And you see him when he succeeds, he doesn't make a big deal about it. Like, he's pretty even keel. That's the kind of personality I think you have to have. And frankly, I think that division, like the AFC South, is potentially there for the taking for Jacksonville for a long time if they can figure out the quarterback position. Or maybe the Texans, if they can figure it out. Who knows? But that's not a... Here's Ben Roethlisberger. In 3 years, will he be playing football? No chance. No. Well, and Joe Flacco, if he is, I mean, he'll probably be a cap casualty by then. Andy Dalton, anything with Andy Dalton scare you? The Marvin Lewis's? No. That division is there to be had.
Marvin Lewis is a good coach, dude.
When a college player decides to jump on the Alabama bandwagon and be like, I'm going to go there because they have the best coaching. We got a chance to win. That's a place I want to go. No one gets after the college kid for making that decision. Why, as Rosen, why would, if he decides, the Browns are dumpster fire.
And no one ever succeeds
there. Why is that a negative?
Why was it okay for Eli, too? Why was it okay for John Elway?
They were considered big babies. Both of them were. Remember?
Well, they made the right decision.
Everybody forgot about it.
Elway was killed.
Everybody forgot about it.
Because they were good. Yeah. They won't forget about that. Look, I think he could be the next Ryan Leaf from a personality standpoint.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, when you've got coaches and former coaches who say no one really respected him in that locker room, they didn't gravitate towards him. It was hard to coach. He didn't want to take. He challenges everything you try to teach him. He's like, but why? But why are we doing this? Man, that's the last thing you want, especially if you go to the pro level. And here's the difference to me, Dell, is when you're going to be getting paid multiple millions of dollars for a sport where the fan base has to pay PSLs and see, like it's different because it's a revenue. It's you're getting paid millions and millions and millions of dollars. It's an opportunity that very few get. And you were reliant upon your fan base. I don't think you – it just shows to me a lack of willingness to compete. You just want a certain situation to be just perfect for you. That's not life in the NFL.
The Browns are – they're a different breed, yeah, though.
The Browns are dumpster fire, dude.
You don't say it publicly.
It doesn't get –
Before you even declared.
Well, that's what they did with – Elway did with the Colts, and that's what Eli did with the Chargers.
Eli was a – Eli's dad did it. Eli didn't have to do it. His dad did it. And he was considered a huge baby, too,
at the time. But guess what?
Philip Rivers is out there. Man, I'll play wherever. I don't care. And he goes to San Diego and has a good career in San Diego.
No, he had a great career.
And then Eli Manning's in that dumpster fire in New York.
Except he's got his two Super Bowls.
Except he got two Super Bowls. And
because of the defense.
Yeah, but he was right.
Team, yeah.
You know what? Philip Rivers went there and didn't win anything.
I mean, if you guys really think people should just determine where they go? Let's just make it a free agency.
Well, here's the deal. Who was a better quarterback, Philip Rivers or Eli? But who's going to get in the Hall of Fame first?
Well, see, Dell is still like LeBron should be able to do whatever he wants and just bounce from team to team.
I don't care. I don't know why.
I know you don't care, right?
Why? Yeah, I don't actually.
Okay, but that's
why
my
are you
point.
Team watching him?
No, but that's my point. You're consistent with that. You think players should just determine where they go?
Yeah,
no?
If they have the opportunity, right? Yes.
But you don't like LeBron just bouncing from wherever he wants to go and picking his.
No,
you don't
it doesn't
care?
Bother me.
Okay,
it doesn't bother me.
It does bother me when I think a guy doesn't want to compete and that he wants everything to be perfect. Because the fact is, it's never, if you're an early pick, it's never going to be just perfect for you.
Well, when LeBron did that, now KD did that, guess what? Everybody's got to do that. If you want to win, I can't compete.
And I would say this.
Unless I build a team.
They didn't get to do it before the draft, though.
I would say this. If it was anyone but the Browns,
yeah, I would.
I don't think he would have said anything.
Leave in free agency. Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, dude. That's such a
Detroit,
I'm telling you, like, look at every quarterback there. You cannot succeed.
I understand
there.
That. But this is still rare. You can come up with two guys who've done this in NFL history. One did it in the early 80s, and one did it in 2004. It's not like it happens all the time. Most guys just shut up and play. And if you're good, you'll elevate the people around you. And that's not a bad situation now, believe it or not. I really don't think Cleveland's a bad
situation. No, I don't either.
I mean, I know it sounds ludicrous, but they've had 100 million picks.
Well, they got Hugh Jackson, who's a great coach. So now
one more year.
So now let's talk about betting on Cleveland. Okay. All right.
Hey, the number's out, by the way. It's 5.
Rockets are 5-point dogs tonight. And so I said 6. I you know what? I think it should have been 6, and it might be 6 by game time. Mybookie.ag, you can find all that out on your own. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag. You want to bet on your Rockets tonight as 5-point underdogs at home? I'm telling you, wait till it gets up to 6. And you, my friend, are the ones going to be able to win. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag. They got all in-game betting. How about not only can you bet NBA and college basketball and NHL and NFL playoffs, but by the way, you want to be there because you know who's going to win this weekend. So all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, put in promo code radio, and they'll match up to 50% of your first deposit. But you've also got casino gambling as well. Get there. You want to play blackjack, roulette, whatever you want to play. And live dealing right there that you can see the dealer while you're doing it. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.